to me.
It's been a while.
好，我们这段时间来读主的话，不讲废话。我们读以弗所书 1章3到6节。 大家看到没有？那我们一起来读。
Freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Verse 9 through 12. He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things. To the praises of His glory. Here it says that we have received the Holy Spirit as a pledge. Now Paul used a great word. The word of pledge. There's two meanings. It could be a warrant. It also could mean as a sample. Now, how wondrous it is that the Holy Spirit is now a pledge. It could also be a warrant. And also, this Holy Spirit is also a sample. Now, the book of Ephesians is the hardest book in the New Testament. And here, it talked about the knowledge of Paul, or the ministry of Paul. And this is also a great piece of literature. In his first chapter, besides the greetings, in his grammar, the whole chapter book, chapter 1 is one sentence. And only Paul can write such a long sentence. Now, in the book of Ephesians, it talks about the revelation of Christ and church. Now, after we finish the 6 chapters, then we will truly know what a church is. The first chapter says the church is the body of Christ. Chapter 2, the church is the dwelling place of Christ. And chapter 3 is the church is the mystery of Christ. And after I finish going over the mystery, then it's no longer a mystery. And everyone will now understand. In chapter 4 it says the church is now the new man. In chapter 5 the church is now the bride of Christ. In chapter 6 the church is a warrior. And after these 6 chapters, we will understand what a church really is. Chapter 1, we're only going to spend time in the first portion of it. Before it describes how the church is the body of Christ, before that, it talked about this amazing grace. And this amazing salvation. Talk about three different aspects of faith. First, the first aspect of it belongs to the Father God. The second aspect is the Son of God. And the third aspect is the Holy Spirit. So now I hope you understand. So Father God. And then in it, there are three points. And then after that, I hope you'll receive it. So our experience with the Father God. The first thing is that He chose us before the foundation of the world. The second thing is that we will be made holy and blameless. And the third thing is we are predestined to be adopted as sons. Now I hope you understand. The second aspect. Talk about the Son of God. There's also three points in it. The first thing is that we have redemption through His blood. And the second thing he talks about how great Christ is. Is that the summing up of all things in Christ. And the third thing. Is that we have now obtained an inheritance. Now get it? The third aspect. When you talk about the Holy Spirit. That our experience with the Holy Spirit Himself. And in Paul, he talked about three different things. Is that first, we are sealed in the Holy Spirit. And then the second thing is the Holy Spirit is given as a pledge. And then the third thing is the Holy Spirit is also our sample. And that's it. I hope you get it. And this is the beginning of the book of Ephesians. Now the three experiences we have with the Father God. First thing is that He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. He talked about His choosing. Now His choosing is completely His grace. Why did He choose you? Now, I've spent many years believing in Christ. And then in me, I still don't understand that I'm no better than anyone else. There are so many people in this world that are better than me. Why didn't God choose them, but He chose me? And that's a good question. And I tell you that that's completely of His grace. That we will never truly understand. Why did God choose me? God's grace. Now I believe in the Lord when I was in Shanghai. Now Shanghai is one of the busiest cities in China. And in Shanghai, there's a road, the Nanjing Road. And that's the main street in the city of Shanghai. And now this road is so busy that the government blocked all traffic in it. Because there's so many people, so crowded. When it's so crowded, you don't even need to walk. You are carried by the people before and after you. So after I just believe in the Lord, and I walk on this busy road, and I look around and there's people around me everywhere. Now how many of them believe in the Lord? How many people have received the Lord's grace? Maybe in this whole busy street, I am the only one that is saved. Why are there so many people, but I am chosen? I can't understand. So I stand there and I cried. That when God chooses us, it's completely of His grace. He chose me. And for an unworthy person, He died for me on the cross. And my Lord died for me. How big is that grace? Now can you answer me, why did God choose you? Is it because you're better? Right? He chose you before the foundation of the world. So I tell you, as children of God, we are precious. So today, brothers and sisters, do not be prideful. And then at times, do not be prideful. But in God's grace, we should take pride that we are now called the children of God, that we may have dozens of years in this world. And I tell you that our time is short, that before I was born, God has chosen me. He chose me before the foundation of the world. And before there was any human, before there was an earth, that in Christ I was already chosen. Now after we depart in our flesh, then it's not the end. And from that time, we now go into eternity. Now, I tell you that the time before I was born and the time after I died is even a longer time. One time I was in Taiwan. I was sick. And then that one day I didn't show up to a meeting. And then I went anyway. And then brother and sister started praying for me. And then they earnestly was praying for me. And then after that, I spoke. And then I said, are you afraid that I will die? But I tell you that I still got a long time to go. And how long is that time? That I tell you that I will even see the end of the sun and the moon. And I tell you that the sun and the moon will not see my end. Because I am part of the eternity. Now, how precious is the children of God? Now, so is it worthy for you to spend all your might in this world? And I tell you that if you give me the whole world, I don't care. That I tell you that my positions, I won't even exchange it with a king. Because in me is true. If you let me be the president of the United States and exchange for my Christians, I won't do it. Because how precious it is to be children of God. That before the foundation of the world, in Christ, you are chosen. And that's the first thing. Now get it. Second thing. That we will be made holy and blameless. Now, in the English Bible, it says holy. Now, this word, I tell you that it's never used as a description of man. It's only used on God. And now God used this word to describe us. So, at the end of the building of the church, that we will be holy. Holy and blameless. Now in blameless, there's two aspects of it. Now the meaning of blameless, if we talk about it in this term, there is a piece of jade. If on this piece of jade there is a dark spot in it, then this jade is no longer priceless. But this jade has to be spotless. Or if you talk about a lamb, you can see this fur on this sheep. If there is only one black fur, if you could find one black different color hair, then it's not blameless. Now I tell you that we are far away from being blameless. How can we be holy? Are you holy? Are you holy? No, no way. That we are only sinners. But then when we describe ourselves, we're not only sinners, we are the blessed sinners. I was a sinner and now I am blessed. Because now I am predestined to become holy and blameless. Today God is working. Do you have faith that you will be spotless? Now that in us, we were not spotless. But now, our faith relies on God. Well, if God could be defeated, then His work cannot be completed. But our God cannot be defeated. And His will be completed. So that's why we now have faith. Today our Lord is working in our heart. And He wants to make us holy and blameless. The brother Susan just shared with us. Shared with us about a marriage. Now, in the beginning of the marriage, they are deeply in love. And after some time, it cools down. And there are some brothers, when the wife comes home, the brother will be in joy. And or in pain, then how come you married this woman at the first place? Or maybe in the beginning, she was really attractive to the brother. But after some time, you got used to her appearance and you no longer appreciate her. Then I tell you that the face that you don't see is the prettiest face of all. And then at times go on, you find more fault on the other person. And that's troublesome. But I tell you that that's exactly what God is working on. God is working on us daily. All on the little things we do. That the Holy Spirit is doing this great work. And that inside of us, there's this part of the new life that is holy. And God wants us to do the internal life and external life to be the same, without spot. So that until one day the church is built, and the bride of Christ is here. Then on that day, we will become holy and spotless. Today, God is working on us. And then that is our experience with our Lord. The third thing, so that we can be adopted as sons. And this is a great word. To be sons and to have the kinship is different. To have kinship, that means that you must be the son. But to be a son does not need to have the sonship. Now, maybe there's a great inheritance from the father. And then he wants to give this inheritance to his sons. Now, under the American law, maybe anyone who is under 18 cannot receive inheritance yet. And this inheritance will have to be trusted to someone else first. And until the son reaches a certain age, then this son can receive the inheritance. So to become a son and the sonship is different. There's a book from Brother Spock, it says the sonship. And then the whole book, it talks about what is a sonship. And then if you have time, you should go look for it. Now, Brother Spock is a prophet in the 20th century. And he talked to us about this sonship. Now, this sonship is something great. Now, we are also sons of other parents. And that's something the angels is envy of. Now, a lot of people won't like the names angel. But I tell you that what is there to be envious about being an angel? Well, how can you not envy them? They're so mighty, they could kill 38,000 people in one night. And so how can we compare man to an angel? Now, an angel can fly, and that's enough for us to be envious about. But I tell you that an angel is in the spiritual world. So that's why they're not constrained by time and space. So that's why they could transpass time and space. But I tell you that all of the angels, they envy us. They don't want to be an angel, they want to be the children of God. Because as an angel, they cannot be a children of God, a child of God. But we are the children of God. In 1 John, is that the Lord has now given us such a great authority that we would be called children of God. And that's what John said. Now in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 1, it says that what great love our Lord has given us, that we would be called children of God. Now, how amazing it is to be children of God. That God's greatest authority is to call us the children of God. And His greatest love is that we would be called children of God. To be children of God is an amazing thing. And that's something even the angel is jealous of. So why are we called the children of God? Because our Lord gave us His life. And He gave us His authority. So that we would be called children of God. And we are no longer born of the flesh. We're no longer born of lust. But now we are born of Christ. Because He gave us His life. Now don't you realize that we have two different lives in us? Now our flesh wants to follow our lust. When we speak, we want to speak freely. We want to speak words that might not be God's favor. So in us, we now are not peaceful. That our now holy life is not peaceful. If you don't have internal peace, that means that Christ is not in peace with you. That as children of God, sometimes we don't even feel like we're children of God. Maybe you only feel that you're the daughter of your father. Now, what proof do you have? How do you show that you are the son of your father? How do you know? Well, maybe you look like him, but that's not a proof. Now, what is a proof? But I tell you that in this case, a proof is clear. If you truly look just like your father, if your temper is just like your father, then I tell you that this is an inheritance. You now look just like your father. And tell you that that's the greatest proof. But there are some children that don't like that, they look like parents. Maybe they would say, I don't look like my dad. Then my father is not as good looking as I am. I don't really look like my father. But I tell you that the greatest miracle of all is that the children of God are like Him. Because after we believe, we start changing. Now, are you changed? Now, do you see that Christians are different from the other people? If you look at yourself, it will be clear. If you look at yourself, maybe you can't tell, but if you look at the other person, it will be clear. Now, Christians are different from other people of the world. Why are they different? But because we have a different life. We have a heavenly life. So that's why when we live in heavenly. And only Christians will understand what I'm talking about. That we're different from the other people of the world. Because the Lord gave us His life. And now we are adapted as sons to receive His inheritance. And that is one of the mystery.
我们有诗歌,
that there is a song.
是的, 祷告,
it talked about prayer.
还有句话, 这个是什么?
And there is one verse that is particularly good.
学习之道, 就学之, 万有都属我们,
that we have to learn that all things are summed up for us.
应用, 这身铁饼,
that we have all of these power.And that's the power of prayer. That all things are summed up to give to us. And God can use all His authority to make our prayer come true. To even exceed what we wanted and asked for. Because all things are summed up for us in the power of our prayer.So today we have to learn that all are in all. That all belongs to us. Now, can you go into a store and just pick something and say, that's mine? Because you can say that all things are for us. That I tell you that you just broke the law. But in prayers, through faith, that when we walk differently. That in 2,000 years, we use the power of prayer. So we last to today. We are victorious until today. If you look at the church, the history of the church, these 2,000 years has been rough. But God gave us His great name. So that we can pray it in His name.
学习知道万有都属我们。
To learn that all things belong to us.
应用这身权柄。
To use this overcoming power.
一切都是我们的。
That all things belong to us.
这叫儿子名分。
And that's the our that's the sonship.
儿子就是后嗣。
That a son is a descendant. It's heir.
这个做后嗣。
Okay, that's heir. Yes.And I tell you that as an heir, and it's different from being a son. Now, as the son, you have the life of the father. But as a heir, a heir is someone who received the inheritance.So that's why you have to make a will with a lawyer. Now, if someone who has a lot of inheritance, you have to separate it in a way. In the Old Testament, there's Abraham. He only has one son, Isaac. And I tell you that Abraham has more than one son. For someone who has been 100 years old just has one son. But God restored his power. So now he could give birth to Isaac. And then after Isaac, that's enough. And then after that, he actually has six more. And that's how weak man is. But before then, after years and years have passed, and his time of giving birth has passed, and after that he cannot give birth anymore, then his faith is lost. So then he bought a son. He bought Ishmael. And after that, Abraham actually has eight sons. But God only counts one. And all the inheritance now goes only to Isaac. And Isaac is a representation of eternal life. Not from lust. Not from the will of man. But it is from God.Because Isaac is truly given through God. So that's why when Abraham was around, all these other sons, he just gave him some money and sent them away. And Ishmael is the one that is the pitiest. He didn't get nothing. He only gave him a bag. And then he was thirsty. And that's just like how we are. That you only come to God for some certain things. And that the ones that only ask for joy or peace. Some of the people, they only ask for a bag of water. And after they got this bag, they left. And when they're on the park, when they're returning, they are in thirsty again. But what did Isaac get? Isaac didn't get anything. But Isaac got the father. Isaac never left Abraham. Because if Isaac has the father, then now he has everything. All the inheritance now come to Isaac. And that's who we are. That we are the sons of God. And God told Abraham that if you give birth to a child, that your descendants will be like the sand in a beach. Like the stars in the sky cannot be counted. Now, the sand on the beach talked about the worldly descendants. Those are the Jews. But the heavenly descendants are us. So that's why Abraham is our father.
Now,
in the book of Isaiah, it talks about this. He said, Abraham may not recognize us. Or maybe Jacob won't recognize us. But yet, Jehovah is our Father. One day we'll meet again. And then Abraham said that, I don't realize that I have any yellow skin descendants. Or maybe there are some black skin descendants. So that's why Abraham might not recognize us. And Abraham only recognized the Jews. But God is our Father. That we are the true children of God. So how great it is to be children of God. How precious is our position. So that talk about our experience with Father God. Now we're going to talk about the experience with the Son of God. Three things. First thing. That we have redemption through His blood. The beloved Son. So when we read the Bible. How this, Jesus Christ is the beloved Son. Every time when Jesus is mentioned as the beloved Son, it talks about Him going to the cross. It also shows that He is going to go according to God's will. To go into Golgotha and die for us. And at that time, He is described as the beloved Son. And through Him is my pleasing. And through the blood of this beloved Son. Now we all know the power of His blood. That His blood redeemed us. Now why is this blood so powerful? If you want to cast out the demons, you need His blood. Because the demon has no standing ground in front of His blood. Now, there are different types of men and there's different type of demons. There are honest demons and there's mean demons. There's crafty demons. Many, many different types. And maybe when you're having an argument with your wife, it was a demon who caused it. If you don't know the blood of Christ, then you cannot stand firm. Because this blood, the demon cannot touch. And this blood gave us redemption. Why is this blood so powerful? In Leviticus chapter 17, it says, it talked about the meaning of this blood. It said, for the soul of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your soul. And it talked about our soul. That when Christ came, God gave him this above all souls.
耶稣基督的魂美到一个地步,
and this soul is so fair that even God is amazed. It is in such beautiful form that in 2,000 years it attracts all of us. That there are people that give their life for Christ. Now, have you met Jesus? Have you seen him with your eyes? Have you seen him with your eyes? I tell you that I have not seen Jesus with my eyes. And Peter says that it is hard for us to love something we cannot see. But how can all the children in this world love Jesus? Because I tell you that our physical eyes can never see, but our internal eyes can see. So there are places that persecute Christians. And then they will ask, why is a Christian so stubborn? Why are not afraid of jail, not afraid of persecution? Many, many years ago in China, and then I was asking, it is a nervous time in China because Christians were being persecuted. But a brother told me that I'm not even afraid if they take off my head, then why am I nervous? And then I said, maybe you're overdoing it a little bit. Because Paul said that for one that you should respect, you should respect. The ones that you should be in fear of, you should be feared. But Paul is someone who is without a fear. And but then in the Lord, we learn something to be fearful of. If you want me to deny Christ, there's no way. But the other things, I can follow your order, but not this. And that's how we should be. As the Son of God, the blood of His beloved Son redeemed us. That He shed His blood on the cross. And that's when Jesus Christ gave His soul to us. God gave us this beautiful soul. That when the Lord put it down, we now can receive. And He shed all His blood for us. He said that He gave us all of His soul. And He gave His soul through His blood. That this blood or soul of God is the demon cannot touch. And it overcomes all other power. And this blood now belongs to this little me. And this is the first thing. The second thing, the greatness of Christ. He said, one day the summing up of all things will be in Christ. To become these new things, new heaven. Until the new Jerusalem comes again. When this new Jerusalem will shine its glory on all the world. That summing up of all things in Christ. The third thing. That now we can obtain as an inheritance. Now we now have inheritance. Now do you have inheritance? Now for Chinese, we really like to own properties. Very different from the other race. When we come to the States, the first thing we want to do is buy a piece of land. If I have a piece of land and a house, then I'm not being worried. So I'm someone who owns something. So one time I was flying in with a brother from Taiwan. And we're flying over Los Angeles at night time. And then you cannot see the end of this city. And I tell you that we are one of the biggest cities. And this is a city still in building. And you can see the buildings in patches. And then the brother was staring intently. He was looking really hard. And after he looked for a long time, he signed.
这么多的房子,
and he said so many houses.
有三床是我的就好了,
all I want is three of them.
我都完了, 弟兄啊,
and I said, brother, that's the end of you.
三床是你就好了,
and I said, you cannot own three houses, not even one.
什么没有看见主里面我的产业多大呀?
How can you not recognize the inheritance that you're about to receive in God?
你要羡慕地上的产业吗? 你太可怜基督徒了,
why are you envying the properties of this world? Now, do you see this heavenly inheritance? That our Lord is our inheritance. In Psalm chapter 16, David. David says that what inheritance God had measured for me is amazing. Now, how great is this inheritance? When David talks about his inheritance, he's not talking about his kingdom. Not talking about the power of his throne. But if oh, that's all he talked about, that's nothing. And now we know no one can find David's inheritance. But God is my inheritance. That my inheritance is indeed great. Because my Lord is my inheritance. So that's why this whole world is nothing. That through faith I could go around the world. That our Lord is our inheritance. That my inheritance is great. So our last experience with the Son of God is that through Him we can obtain an inheritance. And then we now talk about the Holy Spirit. That we have our experience with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes ago I was watching TV. And then the host was asking a leader of a church. And I've met this leader at a church before. And he is famous. And then this host, he was an atheist. And maybe he was a Buddhist. And then he said, I can understand the Father or the Son. But then I don't even think he understands that. But that host said that I don't understand the Holy Spirit at all. Why don't you explain to me what is the Holy Spirit? So this leader of a church, and he started talking about the Spirit. And then I heard about it, I was getting tight. And then I was thinking that he did not really describe who the Holy Spirit is. Yeah, because he started talking about how he was filled. And he said how we do things according to the Spirit. But you really did not describe what the Holy Spirit is. Now, Holy Spirit is God, isn't it? That Holy Spirit is indeed God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all God. The Father is the origin. The Son is the revelation. And the Holy Spirit is penetration. The Holy Spirit is the one that is indwelling in us. The Holy Spirit is the one that we can experience. The Holy Spirit is controlling our emotions. The Holy Spirit is some that we can capture. So that's why this Holy Spirit is the one that is the most subjective. So brothers and sisters, if we have to talk about all the experience, it will take days. But the Holy Spirit is God Himself. God Himself who now indwells in us. Something that we can feel and experience. That we have now received the Holy Spirit. Talk about three experiences. The first that is that we are now sealed in Him. Now, Paul is a Greek scholar. And here, he used the word sealed for a very specific reason. Because Ephesus is an industrial city. And the greatest thing in that city is that they do a lot of lumbering. Now, there's this great forest on top of a mountain.
很多公司就砍木头,
and a lot of different companies, they do numbering.
砍完了就放在河里面,
and after they chop up the tree, they use the river to transport these trees. And then when they receive, how can they tell? There are different companies of this lumber.
怎么认识谁的木头呢?
How do I know which lumber belongs to what company? Because after they chop off the tree, the first thing they do is that they put a stamp on it. So that's why the receiving end, when they carry out this number, they see this seal. So that's why Paul used the word sealed in this book. The Holy Spirit has sealed on us that we can't see this mark. But God can see this seal. At the end, when Christ comes again, through this mark, we are now recognized. So in this seal, it talks about two things. First is that we have the image. Now when you make a mark from a stamp, they share the same image. If there's a difference, then it's no longer a stamp. And that's the image. This is a living stamp. This is the stamp of His work. Is that now we have a pledge that we have this life. And without us even knowing it, we are changing slowly. So that we are now more and more becoming of His image. And that is the testimony of all the children of this world. That God is now manifested in us. Now before believing in the Lord, I had a hot temper. I can't take any blame. I could start a fight really fast. I like getting in fights. But I didn't get into too many fights. But if there's something that is wrong, I will speak up. But after I believe in the Lord, then I changed. I didn't even know that I am changed. But now the relatives, now they start telling me that after you believe in Christ, you truly understand. And then one time this elderly, he said to me, he said that you like basketball. Before, you really like sports. And now all you want to do is Christ. Now you no longer, maybe you will get over it real soon. And then but then I tell you that on that day I like Christ, now I'm still all over Him. This elderly who spoke this to me, he was dead. But how great is our salvation? That we are a mark from a stamp. The second thing from this seal is it shows authority. Now this book has a mark of it. That means that it belongs to that person. That now we have the seal from the Holy Spirit. That means that we are proclaiming that we belong to God. That we no longer have our own power. But our all sovereignty belongs to the Lord. We proclaim. We have the image. And then the second aspect is that the Holy Spirit is given to us as a pledge. Now we don't know how great it is in the future. How do we know? How do we know? How do we believe? How do we know that there is an inheritance waiting for us? But the Holy Spirit comes to us as a pledge. Today, maybe you have a little peace, maybe a little joy. But I tell you that it comes with a great promise. That in the future, the glory in the future, that this Holy Spirit in me is serving as a warrant. That now we have an assurance to walk on this path. That we have this great assurance. that this is now our pledge. Give us the assurance that the Holy Spirit now is in us. Do you understand now? That this Holy Spirit is given to us as a pledge. And the last thing of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is given to us as a sample. A lot of the companies, they want to show us his product. And they start with giving you a sample of it. So when I go to a doctor, the doctor will say, he will give me some of his samples. Because those are the samples drugs from the medicine company. So the doctor gives you these drugs from the pharmacy. These are samples. Samples. There's a song. Oh, it says that take a quick taste. And then you will know what it is. Now, in the future, God's love will come fulfilled. Just like a flowing river. So today we have this sample. This sample for a quick taste. To take a quick taste. So a lot of companies, they give you a sample of their product. So when I was in Shanghai, I would take this train. And then before I get on it, I try some of the food. And then they give you a product of this oil. If you put a little of this oil on you, then you feel refreshed. If you put a little of this oil on you, you feel great. And after he said that, he gave you a little bit of this oil on your head. And when he came to me, I said, I don't want it. You now touch so many people's head, don't touch
me.
Because I don't want this oil. But I want the anointing oil from the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is serving as a sample. A sample of what is to come. Now, isn't that great? So that's why, as children of God, we have to spend our whole life pursuing the Lord. Because this is the only meaningful thing in our life. So that your life could now be treasured. Spend your whole life pursuing the Lord. That how much have you received? Then you will know that's how much you will have in the future. So together, let's pursue eternity. Put it into a conclusion. Three things with the Father God. The experience with our Father God. Three things. First thing. Before the foundation of the world, He chose us. Second thing. That we would be holy and blameless. The third thing. He predestined us to adoption as sons. Then he talked about the Son of God. Three experiences with the Son of God. First is from the beloved Son, His blood redeemed us. Second thing is the greatness summed up in Christ and given us as an inheritance. The third thing is now that as the sonship, we can receive inheritance. Then the experience of the Holy Spirit. This subjective God. The Holy Spirit that we can experience. The Holy Spirit that we can feel. The one that we can receive. Then we talk about the experience with the Holy Spirit. First thing. Is that now we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the second thing is that the Holy Spirit comes as a sample. And the third thing is the Holy Spirit came in as a pledge. Just a quick taste of what is the future to come. So now we have now taken a taste. So how about we go encourage each other? Use our short time to pursue the Lord. So that we could live our life to its fullest. And I tell you that everything outside of the Lord are in vain. To receive the Lord is priceless.